This is Michael Strahan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
There you have it. Another legendary athlete that went from the gridiron to media.
I mean, for a depleted media row, I got to say, today's going pretty good.
It is pretty depleted.
I wore two Super Bowl rings back-to-back from the same city.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think I'm ever going to wash these hands.
And then you go to give me the ring, and I'm like, no, I'm good.
That's true. You're superstitious. Are you like Mike Clayton?
No, it's not that.
It works, you don't break tradition,
no,
right?
No, but whatever. Tomorrow, not one but two ex-Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
We will have Todd Yoder on by the telly. And if he actually shows up, John McLaughlin will be here in person.
Wow.
Johnny Mack, we did the show back in the day up on Northdale Mabry. So Johnny Mack scheduled to stop by. So that should be pretty cool. How good was Michael Clayton?
Oh, he's the best.
I love the guy.
He's truly the best. But that's why he's in the media, and he's still, you know, he has a career after football. Yeah, his personality, his character, his charisma, that's what got him a Super Bowl ring. That's why they kept him on the roster. And, you know, and it's evident now in what he does for our community.
All right, so we really haven't talked a great deal about Brooks Bowl 55. It is this Sunday around 6:15, 6:30. You had a homework assignment. Hopefully you did it.
Yes.
And we were going to talk about some of the bets that are available in Las Vegas and online. I guess you can now bet online and in certain states. And since I still don't gamble, I don't know much about it. But I am very curious about some of these bets. I forget what they're even
called. Do you want prop bets like the – Do you want the weird ones, or do you want like the regular ones?
No, let's start with prop bets.
Okay, because I think the strangest one to start, it said the color of Miley Cyrus's hair, if it's predominantly white or if it's red or blue. Let's see here. Strangest.
And Miley Cyrus, I believe, is doing the concert outside. It's like the pregame. And I don't know if everybody is going to that or if that's just the healthcare workers that got the free tickets. Because my good friend, Dr. D, who is the UFC doctor, as well as he's the COVID expert out there, he is one of the select few healthcare workers they're not bringing him, that's coming from outside of the Tampa Bay area.
Really?
So Dr. D will be here on Saturday.
Wow. Dr. Davis is a legend.
Before we get to the prop bets, don't forget we have the $50 gift certificate that we're going to give away tomorrow from Country Depot. All you have to do to register for that is go to Country Depot on Facebook, screenshot, take a picture, then post it on either Twitter, Facebook, send it to the email. You can go to the website. Just somehow you have to show me that you've gone to their Facebook page, and you will qualify for that. We also have tickets to the Polo event on February 14th. We're going to have tickets, which should be in the P.O. box, for Festivals of Speed, which is returning to St. Pete later in the month. So we do have a ton of stuff to give away.
Sure. And so the number 10 on the list of top 10 weird, strange prop bets for Super Bowl 55. What song will The Weeknd perform first during halftime show?
I think a better bet would be over under how many songs can Uncle Randy name that The Weeknd sings?
Zero.
And the number is zero.
Zero.
So over or under zero.
Zero.
Because, well, you can't go zero because then it's a push.
I would say minus one.
I would go under zero. I can't tell you.
I would say you'll guess wrong for the song and it's not The Weeknd.
This weekend at the halftime show, it's The Weeknd.
Number nine. What Mahomes' personal fact will be mentioned first? Mahomes will be the father, daddy, having a kid. Or Mahomes is engaged, getting married. So the having a kid father will be minus 150. Or Mahomes is getting engaged, getting married, plus 110.
I'm going to go plus. I'm going to say the marriage.
Number eight. What word will Joe Biden say first during his CBS Super Bowl interview? Pandemic, plus 100. Unity, plus 200. Healing, plus 250. Impeach, plus 400.
Over, under, that I care and or I'm going to watch.
The same as The Weeknd.
I guarantee you everything that I own that I will not see him on my TV.
Number seven. What color will The Weeknd's jacket be to begin halftime show? Black plus 110, red plus 175, blue plus 300, White plus 300. Purple plus 500.
I don't appreciate that bet. And as a matter of fact, going back to the Miley Cyrus one either. Because bets should not be where people know the answer. Because people know the answer to what jacket he's going to wear.
Yeah, if it was Prince's halftime show, you'd definitely bet all on purple.
Gray. No, I would bet in gray.
On gray?
Yeah.
He was like the purple guy.
Yeah, it's dirt.
Purple rain?
It's dirt.
The jacket?
Prince is dead.
Oh, well. Well, you know how to brighten up a show. At least get to this two Super Bowl rings over here to keep it shining.
But don't you think it's unfair to have things that the weekend can see? It's kind of like the Mayweather, where Mayweather wanted to bet on what round he was going to beat Conor McGregor. The only person who knew the answer to that was Mayweather.
Right.
And he wanted to bet like $1 million on whatever round because he knew when he was going to end the fight.
Isn't that what Pete Rose did?
No.
Oh.
Allegedly, Pete Rose bet on certain games, and that's why one of my favorite players, one of my favorite athletes, I still believe he does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
But he didn't control the gameplay. He was the manager. The players play the game. The manager doesn't really do anything. They just sit over there and watch it.
But this is my opinion. He was able to influence other people to bet on certain games. So if allegedly Pete Rose called whoever, a bookie or whatever, allegedly, and bet Monday on the Reds, because he supposedly only bet on the Reds to win.
That's what he said.
Okay, so if he calls whoever on Monday, put X on the Reds. And he calls on Tuesday, put X on the Reds. And he calls on Wednesday and says, put X on the Reds. And he doesn't call on Thursday. What's that telling you?
They're going to lose.
That means put your money on the Reds to lose. So he was able to influence, in my opinion, allegedly, just in case there's attorneys that want to take me down.
but why does that keep him out of the Hall of Fame for his gameplay?
Because
this isn't outside the lines.
Because there is a massive sign in every clubhouse, at least when I was in the clubhouse, when I worked for the Cardinals, when I covered the Rays, a major sign that says about gambling. If it's not allowed, it's not allowed.
But that was old school.
But it doesn't
gambling
matter.
Gambling is allowed everywhere now.
Again, we go back to that but. If my dad had breasts, he'd be my mom. But it doesn't matter. There is a sign. Gambling is a no-no in professional sports.
Can we make an exception for Johnny Hustle,
no.
Charlie Hustle?
And he's my favorite player. No.
Jeez.
I like Pete Rose, and I want you to be Ray Fosse.
He's not running over me.
He still would run over.
It's not the end of my career. I'll do that myself.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the first thing you've said in 3 days that's truthful.
Thank you. I'm on a roll. Number six coming up. The first Anheuser-Busch brand commercial to run. Bud Light plus +125. Michelob Ultra, +175. Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, +175. Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer, +200.
I don't know. I've never even heard of any of that. Oh, look, he's walking in the door. Our driver's here.
Wow, he finally found a key. Number five, the primary color of Bruce Arians' flat cap.
Red.
-125, red.
I'm going red.
White, +150. Gray, this is Prince, right?
Yep.
He's dead.
He's a Prince fan.
Gray, +175. And black, +500.
I'm going red.
Number four. Time
finally have one to bet on.
Time to sing the national anthem. Now, this one's going to play a pivotal role in the Bombers yesterday, the majors that we met that are responsible for the B-52. Yep. There's three B-52 Bombers, three different brands that are coming to the and the timing is critical. Over 2 minutes and 0 seconds or under 2 minutes and 0 seconds.
I guess
the national anthem.
I guess my first question, and I'm being honest, I'm not trying to be like you. Who's singing the national anthem? I have no idea.
Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church are doing the duet.
Right,
last time the duet sang the national anthem, Aaron Neville and Aretha Franklin finished the song in 2 minutes and 9 seconds.
Yeah, typically it's over, too. You know, Eric Church, is he going to have his glasses on? Because that could affect how he sings.
Really? I mean, it's going to affect the flyover for the Bombers. Like, how critical is it if the planes get early or late? Like, does that change the experience for the fan?
No.
If the song's still singing, the planes whoosh by?
You know, here's a legitimate question. And we were told that we could not bring up certain things when we had them on yesterday, that they didn't want to talk politics and kneeling and all that kind of stuff. I have been called out on numerous occasions, okay? And most of the time I say, you know what. But in this case, people are right. During the national anthem, and I've bitched about people that are kneeling, and I've bitched about people who are working, you know, a guy that walks around out at Tampa Stadium with cameras and he's shooting video. I've seen people. I'm, you know, responsible. I've done this as well. When the flyover happens, people go and grab their phone and take a picture. Well, you're not supposed to do that during the national anthem.
You have to wait for it to end.
So, yes, it does affect, because the national anthem could still be being sung, and people are no longer have their hands over their heart, paying attention to the flag. They're now looking up, taking pictures of bombers. Now, the only time you should look up at a bomber during the national anthem is if bombs are actually being dropped.
Right. That would be acceptable to take your hand away from your heart.
Yes, it would. Because you got about 4 seconds to kiss your butt.
Goodbye. Number three, how many times will Bill Belichick be mentioned during the live broadcast? Over one time, minus 165. Under one time, plus 125.
Oh, it'll definitely be mentioned at least one time.
Way over.
Yeah.
I mean, with Brady being there.
Yeah.
Gronk. Going back to the Chrissy part about salaries and people living outside their means, isn't it true he's never spent his NFL paychecks?
I have heard that he's never spent a dime of his paychecks. He spends all of his endorsements and that shaker thing that his brother came up with. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
On Shark Tank?
So, number two.
And if you watched it, the best part of it is when they were asking him about the money, the brother. He's like, if all I needed was money, I'd go to my brother. I'd go to Rob. I don't need just money. I just need strategic partners.
Sure. That's why I'm here.
And I'm there. So.
And we're doing the top 10 strangest prop bets for Super Bowl 55. At number two, what color will the liquid be that's poured on the winning coach? Orange plus 100. Red / pink plus 300, yellow, green, lime plus 450, white, clear, 600, blue, 700, and purple plus 750.
You know, we could change that prop bet.
Okay.
To what color Gatorade will I drink my crap for my colonoscopy next week?
Oh,
yeah. It's the same thing.
Think it tastes the same?
I don't know. You know, I've always done it in water, but whatever I'm doing next week, I can do to Gatorade, and I'm thinking about doing that. And I have no idea what color I would go.
So do you have a color? What do you think the winning Super Bowl coach would get?
What has it been in the past? Did you do enough proper
I've never homework? Done the research to find out what color the winning
I'd be curious what it's been in years past.
Well, wasn't orange like the standard when it first started and then it evolved?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I'm going to go green just because it's my favorite.
I'm going to go red, pink.
Wouldn't red stain, though?
Yeah, but both teams are red. It's the Bucks and the Chiefs. The chances are it's the universal color that they can both use for the winning team.
Over, under, two cheeseburgers Andy eats at halftime.
Why do you say that?
He's a big cheeseburger guy. He's a big cheeseburger fan.
Number one, who will win the Super Bowl MVP? Refer to first in his speech. Oh, who will the Super Bowl MVP refer to first in his speech? Teammates plus 100, God, religion plus 225, winning city plus 700, USA plus 700, family plus 900, coach or coaches plus 1,000, and owner plus 2,000.
I don't like any of them. I think here's my prediction. Here's what's going to happen. When the Buccaneers win the Super Bowl on Sunday, and when they hand Tom Brady the trophy, Tom Brady is going to hold the trophy in the air, Ricky Henderson style, and say, I am the greatest of all time. That's what's going to happen. That's what Ricky Henderson did. Ricky Henderson, when he took the stolen base record from Lou Brock, he steals third, he grabs third base, he says, Lou Brock is good, I'm the best of all time.
Well, if it helps you, last year, Patrick Mahomes referred to his teammates first after winning the MVP. So, if that happens again, chances are He's going to share the wealth, and he's going to thank the guys that made him a Super Bowl champion back-to-back, making the Kansas City Chiefs the eighth NFL franchise to achieve such a feat.
I want to say that I was told yesterday, and I know that we have to hit this break because we're flying through them all and not even doing them. I want to say that the odds are like 18% of the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl. And again, you have to step away from fans because fans are like, oh, Tampa's going to win or Kansas City's going to win. It has nothing to do with you, what you're a fan of. It's who realistically is going to win this game.
Sure.
And at some point, we may even talk about the game. But right now, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from the Tampa Bay Convention Center. I'm going to go run and get me a shrimp. That's what I'm doing. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Leben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join us on February 14th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from a deserted Radio Row.
Wasn't that guy above me in the rankings? Wasn't Keenan McCadell part of your, wasn't he your co-host for a season?
Yes, we did do a show.
How was that? Was he better than I was?
Absolutely.
Oh, you Keenan, forgot to mention him yesterday.
Well, you know, I didn't really call any of the players that were on because they're all higher than you.
Well,
I was just putting you in the same category of people that did the show on a daily basis, not the Monday night show, not the player show.
But didn't he do a whole season with you?
He did.
That's pretty cool.
Very, very professional, was a captain. Matter of fact, some schmo had on one of the Buccaneer fan pages about Keenan. And it said one of the games or something. Look how serious this guy is.
Oh, he's mad at you didn't get any shrimp.
Yeah, he's
we got the last two. Well, here's the thing. I skipped breakfast because I knew we were having shrimp cocktail.
Did you guys get shrimp?
No,
really? That was the last two?
They're out of shrimp. Like, it's one shrimp
per
person.
Are you serious?
One shrimp.
Is that why he's mad?
He's probably hungry. It's his. But I skipped breakfast because I knew on the sign it said today
jumbo.
Was
it said jumbo shrimp cocktail.
For lunch.
Yeah.
It's one shrimp in a little plastic container, and there's two left, and there's four of us.
Well, Johnny should have gotten one when he went down there at 1:32.
But we were forget the pizza diet. I'm gonna go on the shrimp diet.
Well, you've never seen me eat shrimp.
Well, I did. I saw you check the box, said all.
We might have to move our location.
I feel bad for Johnny.
Before he comes out of the bathroom.
He looks hungry.
Yeah, he does. He does. Where were we?
We're talking about Keenan McCardell.
Oh, yeah. So I guess on some video game, he was an add-on feature or something, and this person was complaining that he was like a 95.
Okay.
You know, that they grade him and stuff.
Sure.
And the guy's like, I've never even heard of this guy. Was this guy any good? And so my response was, me being me, who can only respond the way I do, why don't you look him up? I don't know. Maybe do something. Why are you asking somebody if he was any good? He does look pissed.
Oh, yeah. He looks hungry.
He is mad. Look at that.
Well, did they give you a consolation bag of chips?
He got a bag of chips instead of a shrimp. But I don't. Which would you rather have, honestly? Honestly, would you rather have one jumbo shrimp that was so small it took one bite to eat or a whole bag of chips?
I mean, it depends on how hungry you are. Where'd you get the popcorn, Steve Linnae?
Well,
he bought it.
Screw that.
He bought it.
that ain't happening. See, the difference, we do have Steve. Well, we got to be careful. Never mind. I'm not saying it. I'll tell you off the air what I was going to say. Yes, Keenan was very good. Keenan has not one but two Super Bowl rings. It's kind of like people that were ripping Jonathan Casillas. You know, and this is on Facebook. Follow Jonathan Casillas on Facebook. You know, one of my favorite guys that ever did the show. He was the one that brought athletes. You know, they wanted control of the show. How many times, other than you, which I won't allow, how many times have people like, no, we don't even want you involved. I'll handle it. It's the Jonathan Casillas show. I'm like, that's awesome. So people are ripping this guy, you know, on Facebook. Who are you? What have you ever done? He goes, I don't know. I have two things called a Super Bowl ring. What do you want from me? Right?
Yeah.
One with the New Orleans Saints, and then after he got let go, kind of like what Michael Clayton said, you know, about he wasn't good enough to play in Tampa, so he goes up and gets a ring in New York. Jonathan Casillas wins one in New Orleans, comes here to Tampa, isn't good enough to stay here, so he just goes to some place called, I don't know, New England, and then wins one there.
Right.
And, you know, I think I'd really like at some point to have, you know, Jonathan back on, because I think I'd like to ask him a serious question. And this is going to sound stupid, which is typical on the show and not just coming from you. Which was more important? Which is a bigger, longer legacy for you, Jonathan Casillas? Winning a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots, or really the Saints, or being the captain of the New York Football Giants when you're from New Jersey?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Right? I mean, yeah, everybody wants the ring. Everybody wants that. But this is like basically your hometown.
I mean, the captain of the greatest market of all. I mean, New York is tough.
Well, I wouldn't even say because of the market. Let's say Mo Spates. You know, Mo Spates has two rings. You know, he has a Florida Gator championship ring. He has an NBA ring with Golden State. But what if it was like a local team here in Tampa Bay or St. Pete, you know, where he's from? Which would be better, to be captain of a team where you grew up? I'm going to assume most people are not like me, because I'm not a fan. so to say, idolizing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's not me. You know, that's our buddy Chris Elmore. That's, you know, all these big, big Buck fans, which is fine. I'm not ripping it. But, you know, if you are brought up and that's your local team and you're, I mean, Mo Spates is at Rays games. He's at Bucks games. You know, he's at Titus. You know, and again, and I know it's scripted. It's not the same. Winning a WWE title or being like a captain at the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Yeah, but, I mean, the markets are different. You know, being a captain in Tampa doesn't compare to being a captain in New York, which is the toughest market to play professional sports in. The scrutiny, the eyes on you, the fans.
I don't know. You know, ask Wade Boggs. You know, winning in Boston, winning in New York, winning wherever you have gone, or winning if it would have been here in the Rays. Now, granted, the difference is he didn't grow up being a Rays fan. He was already an adult.
Right. But I mean, I think it's wherever you win the ring at. You know, I think if you're a professional athlete, it's all about the championships, right?
I don't know. Not to me.
I mean, football players is all about how many rings you won. How many basketball trophies? I mean, how many championship rings?
You know, we talked to Ryan Bader about that. You know, is it about belts or is it about money? You know, he left the UFC and went to Bellator not because of belts but because of money.
Belts, yeah, but I think
belts don't pay bills.
But I think it's all about the rings. When you talk about like basketball, Michael Jordan, 6 rings. I mean, it's not about the LeBron James. It's about how many rings you have, how many compared to Jordan. So I think certain sports, it's all about championship hardware, where others are about money. Like fighting's individual sport, where your safety and well-being, your aftercare, your life is about you and whatever contract you can get for yourself.
Unless it's Jim Kelly, and then it's about the losses.
Right.
You know, the Super Bowl L's. The AFC championship rings that Jim Kelly has.
Yeah, 4 in a row. And no Super Bowl ring.
You know, you got to really stop and think of those Buffalo Bills teams. You know,
4 years in a row they went to the big dance and didn't win anything.
But they don't get any credit for that. You know, they get, you know, called losers. They went to the Super Bowl and lost. It's one thing to go to a Super Bowl and lose. But to go to the Super Bowl, to be the best team in the AFC 4 straight years...
And just can't finish the big deal. Well, I can't not clutch.
I'm sure there's a lot of Buffalo Bill fans and players that just they have nightmares when they hear the word Scott Norwood.
Yeah, and they have a chance to, you know, redeem themselves. They made it far this year. I mean, they had it. They're contenders. I mean,
but did you honestly think? Did anybody listen to this program honestly think the Buffalo Bills had any chance of beating the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't think.
I got contacted yesterday by somebody who is a Buffalo Bills fan, and we're still trying to find tickets for my brother.
Right.
He bought 2 tickets because he expected the Buffalo Bills to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, so he spent $8,500 per ticket.
And they're not in the game.
and ticket prices are falling.
And a lot cheaper. You know, a lot cheaper.
I don't know about a lot cheaper.
No, like they're on the StubHub right now, $4,000 a piece.
But it's not $4,000. I tried to tell you that before.
Well, plus the fees. But I can go on Craigslist, $2,500. I got to meet a guy in an alley, and they may or may not be real.
I'm not sure if you listened when we had the sheriff on yesterday. I played the game with this clown, and ironically, in Brooklyn, he had 5 tickets. First of all, you can't buy 5 tickets.
Right, a 2 or 4.
And he wanted $1,000 a piece.
Good deal.
And it took him 2 days to get back to me. And I said, well, I'm just kind of curious. How do you still have these? Well, what do you mean? You put this post up 2 days ago and you haven't sold them yet? I said, I'm interested. Where are you? I had to go to a funeral. I'm back in Brooklyn.
Wow.
I said, all right, can we meet up? Can we do this face to face? I'll hand you the cash. And, no, I'm back. Did you just, I'm in Brooklyn. I said, no, I have a friend in Brooklyn. I'll send him right over.
No, I have a serious question. I'm not being funny. I'm always a last-minute guy. I'm a procrastinator. I never plan anything. I don't do research. I don't show up on time.
You're the guy, let me just let everybody know, you're the guy that says 2 days before, let's book flights down to Fort Lauderdale for a fight, even though it shows on the weather that a hurricane is coming.
Well, I didn't know the hurricane was actually coming. I just, the weather guys are never right.
And he's so last minute, we're supposed to fly out at 6 a.m. on whatever day it was. At 1 the night before, so 5 hours before we're supposed to head to the airport, he's like, bring, I'm asleep, I don't answer. Bring, Randy, there's a hurricane coming. I don't think it's a good idea we go. Yeah, you're last minute, all right.
So because of that, I've always been the guy to just drive by a stadium during an event. And I know that as minutes tick, tickets become cheaper.
Sure.
Scalpers. And like, I don't see that like I used to, like because of the technology, the online tickets. But I like, where are the scalpers at? And like, and
they're still there.
Are they still here for this event?
They're still here.
Yeah.
You know, and I always laugh at some of the signs. Like you'll drive by the corner of Boy Scout and I don't know, wherever the Yankees are.
You know, Del Mabry.
Well, no, the other side.
You know, Lois.
Is that what it is? Well, whatever it is. Good professionalism right there. So you drive by and it's the same guy that has a sign that says, I need tickets. And then if he flips the sign over, it says, who needs tickets?
Right.
I need tickets.
Buying and selling. Buying and selling.
But they're still out there.
Okay. So what time during Super Bowl 55 can I just walk up to the gate and say, hey, there's no reason for me really to pay for any of this, and they just let me in?
Never. But I think a good time to go buy a ticket is probably mid to end of third quarter. You know, you could probably get a $10,000 ticket for, I don't know, $3,500.
You think so?
You'd spend $3,500 for one quarter?
Depends on who's winning at the third quarter. I mean, wasn't the end of the last year's game was 10-10, and then the Chiefs ended up winning like 31-10, like in the last quarter.
You'd spend $3,500 to watch 15 minutes of
football. All you want to see is the finish line. Like Michael Clay was talking about, you're counting down first quarter, like 0-3. Okay. Like you want to, like most of it comes down to the last kick. The kicker who always gets underappreciated in these situations, always gets shafted on, not being a real tough guy.
You're wrong. You make crap up as you go.
They make the game. Because, they win games.
Because Martin Gramatica was so well loved, respected. They knew what he was. They counted on him.
They called him Automatica. That's all you need to know about him.
That's right.
That's the nickname. That's the greatest nickname of all kickers.
I've told this story numerous times, but you know, when you're a rookie, you are responsible for breakfast. Kind of like whoever's the last person is responsible to bring food. That's the same thing for rookies. Rookies are responsible to bring breakfast. Martin forgot one day. And they went to tape him to the goalpost outside. And Warren Sapp said, absolutely not. He is our offense. How are you going to do that to our total offense? So Martin Gramatica isn't your typical field goal kicker.
But how many games come down to the last kick, last second, with a field goal? So, of course, if you can get into the stadium at Super Bowl for the celebration and then on the field – and hold the trophy?
I don't think those – well, first of all, if Kevin Hart can't get up to touch the trophy, you're certainly not.
Well, he's not tall enough.
But
I mean, I would have to hand it down to him. Like I can just reach out. I'll grab it.
I have been on the field after the game at a few Super Bowls. Now, you know, they continued to change. There was times that we were allowed out on the field, you know, after a Bucs game. You know, and always my favorite thing to do is to like see, you know, when both teams would come and they talk to each other, they were friends. And I have a photo of Mark Carrier from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers talking to Mark Carrier of the Chicago Bears.
Wow.
And neither Mark Carrier knew that they were related to the other Mark Carrier at the time. That's
really?
A true story.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Wow.
You know, so just, you know, I've always enjoyed, like, you know, when they're talking and you kind of see the two jerseys. And, you know, I don't like when they then strip and change, you know, jock straps and jerseys and all that.
You don't like the tradition?
No,
you don't like the swapping?
No, I like the jerseys. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Is that forbidden now with the COVID? No more jersey swaps?
Yeah, it is. I was promised a game jersey this year from one of the players. And then once this had, he goes, dude, you know, I keep sending him. I have a blank spot in the studio. At my home studio of game jerseys. And there's one that I've left blank for him. And finally he's like, okay, this year you're going to get it. And then this happened.
Wow.
I'm like, this spot's going to be naked.
No, you can put the Naked Pizza Man jersey there.
Yeah, the chance of that is nakedly no.
I'll give you one of my warrior gear.
Yeah, I'm certainly not interested.
I'll sign it.
All right, bottom of the hour. Best time of the day.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Join us on February 14th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Matt Millen down in Tampa, you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right. Live last couple segments from the Tampa Convention Center, room 6, door 4, right around the corner from room 9, door 2. We can talk about, I made that up. We could talk about the Hall of Fame, who you think may or may not. We can talk about the fight card tomorrow.
We got to talk about the fight card
for BKFC, which we do have a pair of tickets to give away.
Oh, that's
there's also
card.
A UFC card as Alistair Overeem back in the squared circle octagon area.
He's in the octagon. He's in the UFC, and that is the title fight. Back at the UFC Apex on February the 6th, starting at 8 p.m.
Real quick before we talk fight card, and thank you for letting me know. Thank you, Shane Grossman, for taking the photo. Our good friend Mike Perry.
The Platinum One.
Was down the street yesterday.
He was. He was in Tampa for the BKFC press conference.
Well, he was at the Harley place in Pinellas Park.
Burt Harley. Did you see my boy Paul Sr. from OCC Choppers?
Never seen the show. But
what?
Never seen it.
The old man's moving the operations down from New York down to here.
Never knew he was in New York.
Think we should get a custom Knockout Radio chopper made.
If he makes it and gives it to me, I will learn how to ride.
Be pretty sweet. Handlebars could be like knuckles.
It's probably trademarked. So it might
well, we don't need him. We got a metal guy right here.
We got a metal guy right there, too.
Well, that's true. The two metal guys are always hanging out together.
One is heavy metal music, and the other is heavy metal in steel.
Doesn't rust or something. He has a slogan now.
So anyway, so I talked to Mike Perry yesterday, who will be at the BKFC tomorrow night. Now, he is going to take a title away from me, and we joked about it. And I said, if you take this title away from me, I believe it'll never be beaten.
Okay, and that is?
I said that I was on the front page of the L.A. Times or L.A. Gazette or the L.A. comic book for being the worst father in America when I took my 11, 12-year-old son, I don't even know how old he was at the time, to UFC 11 in Augusta, Georgia.
Right.
And Mike Perry said he will top that when he brings his 22-day-old or 26-day-old son to BKFC tomorrow night.
Yeah, he might one-up you.
I said, you're going to one-up me, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Sean turned out pretty decent, okay? It's not he didn't damage him that much.
You know, here's the thing that I said back then, and when we talked about, you know, with Johnny Bedford about, you know, getting into jiu-jitsu gyms, getting into gyms, you know, just for that self-confidence. So my son was in an elementary school, and when he went to the bathroom, he got jumped in the bathroom.
Okay.
And they tried to steal his shoes.
Okay.
Ken Shamrock taught Sean a rear naked choke.
Okay.
You know, when he was at some of these events. Sean was able to get out of that situation in the bathroom at the elementary school when he was able to put the guy in a rear naked choke at 11, 12 years old, whatever it was, throw him against the wall and run out. So there is a lot of good things that you can be taught from MMA, from training. And that was because we went to UFC 11 in Augusta. You know, that he got a love for it, you know, of the people, of the discipline, of all of that. So that's why I'm so happy that, you know, my two grandkids are now with David Bybee in Pinellas Park. And, you know, Maddie just started sparring. Of course, she cried when she got hit in the face. But, you know.
Well, we might see that tomorrow night at the BKFC.
Well, Paige Van Zandt has already said there will be a lot of blood in her fight. Now, I'm not sure if she was talking about hers or Brett's.
Yeah.
But it could be both.
No, as Fabio Navaz, my BJJ master, he has a saying on the wall. It says, this is my world. The ground is my ocean. And most people don't know how to swim, right? So it's pivotal. Raised my daughters to, you know, to be assertive, to protect themselves at all times. And jiu-jitsu is the best for that because the ground is it's like your sideline. It becomes an extra player.
Typically, when you have a daughter and the daughter brings a boyfriend home, It's not pretty when they first meet, you know, the father.
Right.
You know, I've done background checks, FBI checks, right. Honestly, on all sorts of people, boys that my daughter has dated, gotten to know, talked to, or looked at.
You used to treat me like one of the guys that your daughter dated, talked to, got to know over the years. I'm always on the end cap of all of our photos. That way, if you ever decide to fire me again off this program, you can just crop me out like you did yesterday with the double champ, Johnny Bedford.
I put it up. It was a poll question.
But you treat me like your daughter's ex-boyfriends who are all cropped out of all said family photos.
I'm not sure that anybody can find any ex-boyfriends. So be careful.
Or you know, shoulders.
When you say that. But what I was starting to say to throw something towards your younger daughter, where most daughters are afraid to bring boyfriends home to meet their father.
Right.
If your youngest daughter doesn't kill a boy, he's safe to come home.
She's an absolute monster.
She is. She is a beast.
I don't know what I did today, but just getting her little water bottle ready, she threw a leg kick, and I don't know why. I didn't do anything to deserve it.
Practice.
But I looked at her eyes, and she was in. She was fully committed. And I was like, why? It's 6:30 in the morning. Will you just calm down?
She throws leg kicks like, honestly, some professionals. I think her leg kick was almost equal to Dustin Poirier's at this point.
She's a monster.
What is she, 9?
6.
I knew that.
She's a killer.
She is.
But one day I'll be managing her career, so.
The oldest daughter is going to use the youngest daughter for protection.
She does.
She should.
She has to. The only way she's going to survive.
All right, let's get to the card. UFC, it's a fight night.
It is the UFC fight night, Overeem versus Volkov.
I don't know, and we're going to talk about it in 1 second, you know, this weekend's UFC. I don't know if it's the pandemic. I don't know if just me not traveling. I don't know what it is. Usman fights next Saturday.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Clay Guida fights this Saturday. Did you know that?
Yes.
I am the president of the Clay Guida fan club, and I didn't know that he fights next.
Yes, he is. And he's also on the prelim card with Mike Rodriguez, a friend of the show.
Well, now, is Mike Rodriguez a friend of the show, or is his mom a friend of the show?
Well, his mom is a friend of the show. She's a friend of Tour de Pizza because I feed her, and she is a first responder. It works in the healthcare system, so thank you for that. But, yeah, we have Frankie Edgar returning with the answer.
What's the question?
The second greatest guy to come out of New Jersey ever.
Who's the first one?
Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi.
You're putting Frankie Edgar ahead of Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
Wow.
That's the answer. You don't mess with the answer.
No, the question is Frank Sinatra's ranked above him. Who is ranked below Frank Sinatra? That's the answer.
Don't put Frankie behind Frank.
I don't know.
It's Frankie and Frankie.
When the UFC was up there in New Jersey, Greg Hendrick and I took a train, two taxis, a bicycle, a scooter, and we walked to Frank Sinatra's home because he's from up there. And you know what his home consisted of? A little plaque on the street.
Oh, really?
I was so pissed.
Well, which is worse, like doing all that effort to get to a plaque or go to Rocky's home and see people shooting up heroin?
No, I didn't mind the heroin shooting up.
Okay.
Yeah, that didn't bother me. The thing that was worse, we were at a UFC in Philadelphia. And in Philadelphia, anybody who's from the Northeast or has been to Philadelphia, they're soft pretzels that are in a bag. You buy them on the street corner. They're phenomenal. So I Googled it. I looked it up, and they made them hot and fresh at 2 a.m., and we're going to say Saturday.
Okay? Sure.
So at 2 a.m. on Friday, that's 2 a.m., right?
Sure.
So we walked the mile to get the hot pretzels, but it was 2 a.m. the next day.
Oh, man.
Not happy.
It was like the hot and ready, or what do they call those things? Krispy Kreme has the hot now.
The other thing that was always funny, and then we will touch, you know, on the whole card, I promise, is you used to be able to, when I was stationed up in Philadelphia when I was still in the Navy, you could get the Sunday morning paper Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
Explain that.
So you get the news before it happens?
But is it the right news? So did they already know that the bank robbery at 4 in the morning was going to happen when they printed the paper Saturday night?
Possibly. There might be. Okay.
Listen, we need you to go down to the first bank of New Jersey and rob it at 4:30. At least that's what the ad says.
Yeah. I don't know how that worked back then.
All right. Where are we, UFC?
We are at the co-main event. Yeah, did your Corey.
We're starting right at the co-main event.
Well, Alistair Overeem versus Volkov is their title fight.
So we're going from the top down.
The top down.
Okay.
Oh, you want to go the other way? There's a lot of fights on this card.
Most of the time they do that.
But we have a lot, and I don't think you want to bore everybody with all the fights.
I just got notification I'll be judging WCFL at the end of the month, or I think it's the end of the month, early March. And I think he told me to pack not one lunch, but two.
Because you're going to be there a while?
That's how many fights they have.
How many shrimp will there be?
I don't know, but do you know how much food I bring in the car when I judge over there at the Boys and Girls Club? I have Chick-fil-A's for days.
Not on Sunday, you do. No.
I do, because I get it Saturday.
Oh, you're always so prepared. That's how I fail. But I'm going to be prepared for the Super Bowl, because I'm showing up within the last minute of the game. I'm getting in that stadium.
Okay. You're going to get my wife's ticket?
I'm going to get my own. I'll be on the field. I'm getting in the field this year. I got a feeling.
Good luck.
I think they're going to let me in with the Mohawk. They're like, you know what? He's somebody. Let him in. Put the glasses on.
I hope you do that. I really do, because I've talked to a couple sharpshooters.
Okay. All right.
And they're taking you out.
I'll tell you what. We get the limo, and we get Johnny dressed in all black security gear, and I get out with the Mohawk, and I don't say a word to anyone. And we just walk in like we're supposed to be there. I don't think anybody's going to stop that.
It doesn't work that way, but get back to the UFC, please.
A limo changes a lot of perceptions. I'm just saying. Do you want to go from the bottom or the top?
Normally, it's the bottom.
Okay, so we'll start with the featherweight division. Ode Osborne versus Jerome Rivera.
Okay, next.
Featherweight.
I'm not saying we got to, you know, pick them. I'm just
Choi Si-young Woo versus Yusuf Zalal. Women's flyweight. Molly, I'm only getting enough of the names I can pronounce.
Better call Saul.
Devontae Smith versus Justin James.
All right. Justin's been on the program.
Timur Valiu. Martin Day.
I thought you said you were only going to name, you know, announce ones you could name.
Oh, I thought I knew, and I figured I knew that one.
No, you didn't.
I was pretty confident.
On the James, not the first one.
Timur. Mike Rodriguez versus Danilo Marquez.
You really did a bad job producing the show not having Mike Rod on.
What are you talking about?
Just saying.
We're at Media Row at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I figured we would have so much endless talent that we wouldn't even have to go to the phone lines.
Not only do we have no endless talent coming in, we have no endless talent on that mic either.
We do, because the lightweight on the preliminary card is your boy, Clay Guida, versus Michael Johnson. That's a big fight.
That is a big fight.
Two veterans, legends.
Yep. Not legends, but...
Iconic figures?
No.
What do you call them?
Again, what's a legend?
Veterans? Warriors?
Veterans. Not a warrior. Warrior, to me, you know, I always hate when athletes, any athletes, you know, these football guys said that they're going to war on Sunday. I didn't know they signed up for the military.
That's true.
It's not war. It's not life and death who wins on Sunday.
So
it doesn't soccer if you're from Colombia.
That's true. If you score on your own team,
you
might lose your life.
You might.
And but you can catch all that action on ESPN Plus. Action starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 6th, coming to you live from the UFC Apex Center. Your main card starting at 8 p.m. from the same Apex Center. Also,
they're going to move. They're going to move. Even though they've done it before, the UFC has had two events at the exact same time.
Really?
Yeah. In different countries.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy. Your first fight of the main card is a lightweight division. Carlos Diego Ferreira versus Benil Dariush.
Yeah.
That's a big fight.
Dariush, yeah.
That's a big fight to start out. That's a good fight. Cody Stammen. Stammen.
He was on the show yesterday.
He's taking on Askar Askar.
Who does that?
Who has two names the same? Askar Askar.
Just ask him, ask him.
That can't be his legal name, ask him, Askar Askar.
I'm going to say it is.
Wow. Jeez. Your flyweight division, Alexander Petonia?
Dustin retired from the Red Sox.
But wasn't it Poirier? Dustin Poirier?
Yeah, Dustin Poirier.
Manel Cape. I hate pronouncing these words. And you make me do it because it's brutal. The women's bantamweight, Marion Renau. I don't know. Versus Macy Chiasson. Chiasson.
Okay.
These people need nicknames. I'm just saying. I don't like these. I don't like it. That's why I would never be good at Wheel of Fortune. I don't. It's too many vowels. All right. Corey Sandhagen versus Frankie Edgar. The answer. The number three guy to come out of New Jersey.
Didn't Whitney Houston come out of New Jersey?
I'm pretty sure
she did, because they lowered the flag to half mast. Because she was from New Jersey, and a lot of people were upset about it, me included.
Well, because she's not a public figure. Or she's not a political figure or a service member.
I just didn't think, you know, lowering the flag to half-mast for a musician, an actor, or whatever.
Well, she was a bodyguard, wasn't she?
Well, no. Kevin was the bodyguard. The only athlete that really warrants a half-mast would be Rocky Balboa.
Well, Johnny Lightning Steel over here, he's our Kevin Costner.
No, he's my bodyguard, yeah. I'm pretty sure that if something went down, not only would he protect me, but he would help them take you out.
That's probably true. But I wouldn't need help. That's the beauty in it. I know jiu-jitsu. And I have a six-year-old. She's a killer.
Are we done the UFC?
And then Alistair Overeem versus Alexander Volkov is your title fight, or your main event fight.
And BKFC is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
We will give away a pair of tickets again tomorrow. All you have to do to register, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter, DM, whatever. We'll put names in a hat. We'll let you know. We might even reach out to the person.
I do have a serious question for you before we go.
30 seconds.
So Johnny Bedford was talking about how the roster he cleared out in the first time he won the belt, kind of like the Packers were the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls. There wasn't really much competition. It was the beginning, the start before the roster was full. Does the belt mean as much back then when there's not as much talent in the organization as it does tomorrow night for when he goes for his third title belt?
We'll ask him tomorrow night. You'll be in the 300 level. Get a megaphone. Yell it down to him. Hey, Johnny, Does the belt mean as much?
My limo driver will have me there by the end of the fight. We'll get a discount on our tickets.
First of all, you're not in the limo.
If we can find the keys, we'll be there.
You're in the Gladiator. I'm in the limo. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Tomorrow will be our last here at the very disturbing Radio Row. It's been fun. We have Todd Yoder tomorrow. We have John McLaughlin tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun. Hit me up.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.